Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it.
Everybody out there listening,
yeah,
we are getting back into the busyness.
Yeah, this week compared to last week, huge difference just in the week.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I'm just, I could totally tell the difference. Even like, okay, when I first logged in today, of course, the guys, they want to sit there and chit chat at first, you know, see your personality and see that I'm on. And here's a little hint to you cam girls out there that are hating and you keep blocking people. Guess what? Thank you so much for blocking your guys that don't talk to you at the first few moments, because I literally had 12 guys that have never bought a show from me before, never, ever, ever had a cam show from me before. And 3 out of those 12 guys said to me, oh, my gosh, thank you for not blocking me before I clicked on your private. And I'm not talking just my private vagina. I'm talking private cam show.
That's so crazy that they're getting blocked like that.
Yeah, I don't understand why these girls are doing this. It's really hurting their, you know, their time online. Well, not their time online. You know, you can sit online as long as you fucking want to. But it's hurting your bank account, girls. Seriously, when you sit there, if somebody does not respond to you when they first come into your chat room, and they're not giving you all the kudos and the yummies, guess what? You girls just lost money that I just obtained. Just saying.
Yep.
So just roll with the stroking, because this is how we roll. Oh, my gosh. So how is everything going with you? We didn't do last week's show because you and I were both busy. And how's everything going over the last week?
Everything's going really good.
Sweet.
Yeah. I do want to give a little shout out to Miss Sexy Paige. I did her cam girl 411 yesterday.
Sexy little Paige. Yay.
Yeah, for the second time. But she called me this morning and she is sending me over a whole bunch of cute outfits and boots and cool stuff for the girls here, because she's getting rid of a lot of her cam stuff. So it was really awesome that she thought of us here when, you know, you can't, like she said, I can't really take this to, you know, donate anywhere else.
Oh,
really,
right?
Show up with your thigh highs and sexy clothes.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome. I never even thought about that, because I have all these little outfits and stuff that I haven't wore in forever. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to go through all my shit. Have to go through it, and then when I see you in Vegas, maybe I'll just bring it, and
yeah,
the girls can just have a blast. Especially for brand new cam, that's one thing that a lot of cam models don't realize, that it costs money. It really does. Like me, I'm just, and everybody knows, Sammy wears a t-shirt. That's it. I wear a fucking t-shirt. Unless you want to see me in a sexy outfit, which I have tons of sexy freaking outfits. They're sitting here. They're hanging up. You know, lots of them don't fit me now because of new tatas, but they're all sitting there. And it's like, I don't put them on unless the guys actually request it, because it takes a lot. And you know, Sage, for us to change outfits over and over and over, it's a pain in the fucking ass.
Yeah.
It really is, especially when you got big old titties. And if you do an oil show like I did earlier, I was like, screw it, I'm just throwing back on the same t-shirt, because I am not taking the time to put the bra back on and all this stuff. Like, we literally bust our ass just to get dressed and undressed for all you sex monsters out there. Just saying. It's a lot of work. People are like,
it is.
Oh, yeah. I have this dude. He's like, oh, my gosh, our exclusive price is so high. I'm like, well, my exclusive price is a little higher only because of the fact that it's one-on-one time. And, you know, you're taking me one-on-one wanting to do some really naughty freaking role play. So there's a reason for it. Like, if you want me one-on-one, then you're going to have to pay a little extra there, mother trucker.
Yeah. Plus, it's your family box. What the hell?
Like, can you put on stockings? Can you put on this, you know, little corset? Can you do that? I'm like, yeah, you take me exclusive, and I'll do all that for you in exclusive. Well, I want to see you put it on before. No. Like,
right.
Do you know how much work that is? And do you know what my titties feel like being tied up in a fucking corset?
Exactly.
Like, hello, and then I have to take it off for the next guy just because he wants to see tatas all oiled up? So that is awesome that Miss page is going to be donating a bunch of costumes. I love that. Yay, Page. Yay, she is absolutely awesome and wonderful. She's a total sweetheart. You've got to love her.
Yep.
You've got to love her. And everybody go on to CamGirl411 on Twitter. She's awesome. She has lots of amazing information for everybody out there in the cam world and all you sex monsters that just want to, you know, be naughty and follow all of us cam girls and all the naughtiness we have going on. Just saying. So this afternoon, Sage, as you know, we have two guests today, which is going to be awesome. At the same time, we're going to have Coralyn Jewell and Miss Lady J. They're both going to be on. We're going to be talking about the CAM Awards that are coming up in January. So we have lots to talk about, lots of good stuff, and lots of things that I'm going to bring up about people who, CAM models who, let's say, are not positive. I'm going to bring up some things. I'm not going to bring up any CAM models' names out there because everybody knows I do not talk negative on my social media because there's so many things I could have said that I have kept my twat closed just because I don't want to bring it up. Just saying, I'm going to be nice. So before we get to all of that, darling, do you have any fun yummies coming up in your studio?
Actually, not right now. I'm just trying to, get these girls, minds right since the camming's getting better because some of them were, a little bit worried. So, really, I don't have nothing going on for the rest of this month. I'm hoping to do some more stuff in November, though.
Oh, sweet.
Before the baby gets here.
Sweetness. So let me bring up something which I bring up all the time when it comes to webcamming, and Sage knows I always talk about this. You girls who sit there in your chat room and you bitch and complain because you have no traffic, and you're on your cell phones and doing whatever you're doing, probably looking at what other cam models are online and seeing how much traffic they have. And then you're going into their chat room and talking mad hoopla. So I just want to say to you girls, just focus on yourself. There's a reason why you cam models who sit there and focus on negativity are not making any money. Why? When you're negative, you bring negativity to yourself, idiots.
Yeah, you know what? I was watching one of my girls, and I do have girls that work at home as well. And I was watching one of them. She can't get over that. She thinks that she'll do better if she's higher up on the front page, not realizing that if you're just sitting like a blimp in your room, no one's going to enter. It doesn't matter if you're on the top row or the bottom row.
Right.
And so I was watching her just to kind of see what kind of tips I could give her. And she legitimately pulled up somebody else's cam. And I can hear that model talking for about a good 20 minutes.
You're kidding.
Yep. I was like, well, I know what model she was watching. So anybody else who knew that voice probably was going to go and see who it was.
Oh, my goodness. So, cam models, here's the dealio. This is where you're screwing up. When you're in your chat room, it's all about you. It's not about any other cam model. You don't worry about any other cam model. I'm just going to keep it real, and I'm just going to say it like it is. If you have no traffic in your chat room, there's a reason. Because especially if you're a brand-new model, you always get pushed up on, this stage. When you're a new model, you get pushed on the front page because they're trying to help you build your traffic. But here's the thing. You models, whether you're brand new or you've been doing this for as long as Sage and I have been doing it, you got to keep the freaking monsters happy. Your clientele has to be happy. If your clientele isn't happy, guess what? They go somewhere else. And if you girls and guys are not keeping these people happy, guess what? I heard that Walmart actually just hired their minimum wage, and you can go to work there and make more money, and you can bitch and complain all day long, because guess what? They like negative people.
Right.
Just saying, maybe webcamming is not for some of you. So pull the stick out of your fucking ass, put on a smile, open your vagina, and be a happy camper. Smile, look pretty, and fuck yourself. That's all you got to do.
And keep in mind that just because you think that people aren't watching you, they are. They do not have to log into your room. All they have to do is move their mouse over your photo, and you pop up. And if you're just sitting there like a blimp or doing nothing or not in your room or, you know, not interested, they're not going to log in.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
You need to look busy.
So hilarious. It's so freaking hilarious. Like today, you know, I had all these people in my chat room. I was like, all right, sex sponsors, hold on. I got to go pee real quick. Run into the bathroom, you know, and I had a full chat room. Go in to go potty. Come back. And, of course, you know, the guys are like, except for, you know, my regulars, of course, they wait for a second. But all the new guys, they just, like, you know, leave, of course, really quickly. They're like, where's the model go? But I hate to hit my break button because then they're like, oh, gosh, okay, she's doing whatever. And so I just run into the bathroom real quick, go pee, come back. And my regulars, they're like, oh, great, okay, you're still here, okay, thank you. And then I have the other guys, like I had one guy, he goes, really? Like, you just leave the room and you don't even say anything to anybody? Like, I was staring at your pillows and some cowgirl hat.
I said,
well, I had to go pee. And he's like, oh, well, you could have told us. I said, well, if you would have heard me, you would have known. But other girls, they will literally leave. And I know, okay, girls out there listening, this is what a lot of you do. You will leave out of your camera and go onto your phone or tablets or whatever and see what other girls are online. They do it all the time, like all the time. And I find it fucking hilarious. Hilarious.
They're so consumed with that.
They are, and I don't know why. I'm like, just go online, have fun, just work it. Just work.
Yeah, be about
your mom. Like, yeah. What was that, Sage?
I said all they got to do is worry about themselves.
Exactly. And, you know, if they seriously would just worry about themselves and their own vaginas, they would actually be where we are and doing the things that we're doing and having fun. You can't build clientele if you're a negative Nancy. Just saying.
Yep.
Just saying. Negative Nancys belong in Walmart making minimum wage. Nothing against anybody who works in Wally World, because I like Wally World. Not mine. It's not that far from where I live. I do go in there. But I'm saying, you can't handle webcamming, and you can't handle the fact that when you're brand new and you're starting off and you don't have all that traffic in your chat room, you have to pay attention to everybody else's vaginas. Guess what? This is obviously not the business for you. And if I'm sounding mean, then y'all can hate me and you can send me hate Twitters, because I'm not going to respond. I don't respond to hate. I only masturbate. Oh, my Lanta. So we've got Miss Corlin Jewel and Lady J that are going to be coming on here very soon. They are fabulous, fabulous friends of mine. And I'm so excited. Sage, I wish you were going to be down here in San Diego this Saturday, because I'm having lunch with the girls. And we're gonna have some yummy fun time. Not saying that we're not camming together. We're not camming together, but we're gonna have lunch. I'll probably have a glass of wine or a cocktail or whatever. But we're going to this fun place out in this beachy area, and we'll be tweeting pictures and all that good stuff. But yeah, oh my gosh, Sage, I wish you were here. Hey, Miss Macy, Montana. My butterfly plot jacks, I miss her. And speaking of our two girls that are going to be coming in, here they are now, Miss Coralyn Jewell and Lady J. Let me bring these little sexy chicas in right here. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hello, sweetheart. We're good.
Yay! So, everybody out there listening, you guys are all tuned in to Webcamming with Sammy and Sage, and we have our yummy guests, Miss Coralyn Jewell and Lady J, joining us. We are going to be talking about the fabulous event that's coming here in January in Las Vegas, and it's the Adult Webcam Awards. And if you guys haven't heard of it, then, oh, my gosh, you guys have been missing out. You're stupid. You know, you're, like, slow in the times. I'm going to have to titty slap y'all if you haven't heard of the Adult Webcam Awards. Just saying. And for those of you who have been talking about the Adult Webcam Awards, I'm not going to say any names. Some of you who are negative Nancys, you might want to just put a goddamn soccer vibrator in that goddamn mouth of yours. I'm just saying, you negative Nancys.
Say it like that.
So, Miss Coralyn and Miss Lady J, how are you sexy biatches doing today?
We are doing fabulous. Spent a day out shopping and having that glass of champagne that you were talking about for Saturday. We're going to do, we already did that, Mama.
Oh,
yes.
Waiting.
We're so ahead.
And I want to tell everybody, too, Miss Lady J, like, she is absolutely wonderful. Like, she flew all the way from Sweden to come spend, like, what is it, 3 weeks with you that she's here?
It's actually 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit. Holy shit, Batman.
Yeah, so I've been here having so much fun.
Oh, my God. I just love her voice. I love her voice.
Yeah.
There's a lot that you're going to love about her, Sammy.
Oh, my gosh. On Saturday, we are so periscoping just so I can hear that voice and everybody else can, because that's too damn sexy. It's like yummy.
She is yummy.
Oh, my gosh. So I need to ask Miss Lady J here. I have a question for you, Mama, because I know you haven't webcammed. Are you thinking about turning on that webcam and, like, doing that, you know, vaginal play thing that we all love to bring to all of our watchers out there?
I do have to say I'm very intrigued, and I might just do that.
I think you should. I think you and Coralyn should do a yummy webcam show together.
I was just going to say, why no shows together?
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, we are working on that as we speak.
Oh, I love it. Love it. Oh, my gosh. And Coralyn, you know, I love you truly, dearly. You're absolutely amazing. You know, you're the lead organizer out of the three of us girls for the Adult Webcam Awards. And I want you to talk a little bit more about that so we can get, you know, some more information out there to all these silly sex monsters and our fans, just, you know, cam models, everybody listening. Give me some info there, sexy mama.
All right, so let's see. Updated from the last time I was a guest on your show, we are now finalizing all the details of the actual event. So that entails a lot, from anything from the DJ, the vendors, the decorations, the centerpieces, all that stuff. Right now we've got about 8 huge sponsors on board. I believe we have a variety of vendors ranging from toy vendors to beautiful dresses for the webcam performers that might want to purchase a dress last minute for the award show. We have about 300 performers, males, couples, PS performers, and female performers that have been nominated, and the votes are coming in like crazy. Our team is overwhelmed with the response that we're receiving from the show. We're super excited. It's going to be amazing. Day one is going to be the business-to-business conference. You already know, but we're going to have a variety of speakers coming in and helping the models with their branding,
educating them on accounting. Attorney will be there. We'll have a photographer the next day at the fan day, which is what I really want to focus on with you, is getting the fans out there. For only $59, they can come to the entire day's event and meet their favorite performers, take photographs with them, get autographs signed, jump in the photo booth. We even have a body painter on site with the models. And then, like I said, a variety of vendors there with selling lots of cool goodies. We've got a webcam magazine that will be passed out. And some amazing presenters and speakers. And quite a list of gorgeous hair models that I'm super excited to meet in person.
Yes, I am so excited about all of it. And the one thing, when you said the body painting, I'm thinking that me, you, and Lady J, like on the day of the fan day, since, you know, we're the three organizers, I think we should get body painted. Like,
oh, absolutely. They're going to paint the logo, Adult Webcam Awards logo, on all three of us.
Perfect. I love it. That's going to be absolutely
awesome?
Fabulous. It is awesome. Oh, my gosh. That's going to be so fun. Now,
it is.
Sage. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Corwin.
Oh, I was just going to say that, you know, if fans are planning to be in Las Vegas January 20th and 21st, the 21st is the actual fan day, and they can just go straight to our website and click register now. And $59 is one hell of a deal. I negotiated that down with the rest of our team to really get that to be a fair price for people to come out for the day, meet their favorite performers, and they can grab their tickets. And we even have hotel discounts through our website for the fans. They can stay at the Alexis Park Hotel right across the street from Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas and actually stay in the same hotel with their favorite performers. So it's going to be quite a crazy day. We've got a DJ on fan day that will be set up. So it's known as the Adult Webcam Party, and I think it's going to be one hell of a day.
Oh, the fan party is going to be absolutely amazing. That's going to be – the fan party is going to be truly crazy, amazing. You know, I love meeting all my fans, and Sage knows because her and I have been at, you know, conventions together, like, over the past years. And we love, 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 love seeing our fans. And Sage, what's your take? Are you – You better be bringing me those goddamn titties at the fucking at the CAM convention. You're bringing me those titties, right?
So far, that's the plan.
So
I can't wait to meet
you.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I hope
the event goes
off like this is so awesome. I know a lot of people were really hesitant in the beginning, so I'm like really cheering for it to work out because I think this is
it's going to be an amazing show. Of course, we've had a lot of negativity in the beginning and hesitation,
yeah.
And, you know, people aren't sure of it. It's a first-time show, and it's the first time that someone's put together a show that not only incorporates education for the performers, but an opportunity for the fans to be involved as well and the fans to cast their votes and the fans to nominate their favorite performers. And so with the negativity that comes behind it, just makes us want to make it a stronger show. And we're a pretty amazing team. We don't have time for any of the negativity, so we just charge on.
Perfect.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Right there, sister. But here, I have a question for you, Miss Corlin, because, you know, us girls were working really hard and making sure, you know, the CAM models who are positive and completely in tune with wanting to be focused on, because that's what this show is about. The Adult CAM Awards are about being focused on webcamming, and this is why we're working so hard to make sure all of these CAM models are portrayed in a positive way. Like, one thing I need to know, for you, sexy mama, when is the last day that a CAM model can be nominated to be in the running for an award? Did I lose you? Uh-oh. Did I lose my sexy mama?
You did lose us,
but we're back. Oh, there you are. Okay, did you hear my question?
No, we totally lost you. It said call off and off you went.
Okay, so my question to you is, for all the CAM models out there that we have, all the positive CAM models that actually want to attend the show and want to be nominated, when is the last day that they are able to be nominated for the awards?
You know, there is still time. I don't know the exact date. We are filling up pretty quickly, and there's still time for the fans to vote. We do track the IP addresses, so fans can only vote, you know, one time per performer. Please note that. But, yes, if there's any performers that are listening out there and you still want to be involved, all you got to do is get on whatever site you're on, Chatterbait, StreamMate, whatever it may be, and just let your fans know to go to the website, and they can nominate you.
Right. And not only but everybody out there, all the CAM models, you have to make sure you're, you know, using your social media. The more social media you use with your fans, the better you're going to be at getting nominations. I mean,
absolutely.
Of course, yeah, I can't be nominated because I am one of the organizers with Coraline and with Miss Lady J, but I will nominate all of my girls, especially my Butterfly Project. And, by the way, she does have a nomination. She does. Uh-huh. My sexy, sexy big face, Montana.
Yes, definitely use your social media. Get the word out there. And, you know, anybody that's a strong-powered performer, male, female, couples, don't listen to the negativity. You know, you want to do what you can to better your career and do the best that you can in this industry. So, you know, we're here to help. We're here to advise you. And just keep letting your fans know about the event and keep pushing them to vote for you. And we look forward to welcoming everybody. It's going to be a really, really fun 2 days.
Have a lot of models signed up to attend?
I'm sorry, say that again, Tammy?
Have a lot of models signed up to attend the event?
Oh, yeah. What we do is we take screenshots once they've booked their hotel rooms or we've got their ticket orders that come in. So we have quite a few already booked, and we've got quite a few already confirmed that are still running a GoFundMe account to help cover the cost to travel and get there.
Hey.
Ooh, did you guys hear that?
All over.
Wait a second. Let me shout this out, okay? And I'm going to put this on tweet. I'm going to put this on not my twat, but I'm going to put it on Twitter that – there's a GoFundMe account, and I will totally tweet out the link for you CAM models that are out there listening right now. Okay, do you guys hear this? For you CAM models out there listening, there's a GoFundMe account, and we will totally help your travel.
The girls can set up their own GoFundMe account, and then if they want to tweet it, we will, of course, make sure they follow you, follow me, and we will retweet it for them.
Yes, and that's perfect. So let's get that going. Let's totally push that because we only have a couple months left before January is here. So we will completely get these, like, tweets up. You girls and guys and couples out there, get your GoFundMe accounts going right now. If you need help with your travel and you know, want your fans to come meet you, hey, there's no better way than to get a GoFundMe pay.
Perfect.
That was funny. Oh, my land. I fucking cracked myself up. I'm telling you right now. I totally cracked myself up. This is hilarious shit right here. Oh, my land. Just put me on a cardboard box and I will totally entertain myself. Just saying.
Lady K loves you.
It's always entertaining in Sammy's room, just saying. Oh, my Lanta. So on another note, Ms. Coraline, I know that we have so many, you know, we're going to have all these vendors there, and there's yummy vendors that are coming. And the one thing that, you know, we're really working hard on is making sure that we have the most amazing, fabulous toy vendors and lingerie vendors. And which is something we definitely, definitely love. as cam models, love our vendors. We love toys and lingerie. And one that I'm personally working on right now, which I'm going to tell all you guys out there listening, is this one I'm hoping is going to be there, is a cock molding vendor. Okay, you're not going to be able to mold your cock right there at the goddamn show, you know, and just hand us the mold of your cock. But what I want is I'm really praying, okay, I'm not going to say the name of the vendor right now because of the fact that we're still talking, but if you're listening, I want you there because of the fact that I want my sex monsters to mold their cocks so I can actually use that mold in my cam show. I want to be able to actually fuck my sex monster's cock live
that's
while they're watching
awesome.
Me.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that idea. If we've got anyone listening out there that owns anything that's related to the industry, lube, condoms, toys, lingerie, just get in touch with us. The vendor tables are so affordable, and as far as we see it, the more the merrier, the more we have, the more fun the event's going to be.
Right. And I'm telling I want the cock molder.
I do, too.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
It is. It's, like, amazingly fabulous. Like, and if there's another cock molding company that's actually listening and the other one doesn't respond to me soon, I'll go with the other. Whoever gets to me quicker, I'm on it. I'm on that cock mold quicker than a fly on poo.
You're so
I'm
silly.
Just saying. Okay, so let's take a call real quick. And you all know who this one, well, Sage knows who this is because he's been waiting. I know he's got something to say. Mr. Sweetie.
Oh, Sweetie. Sammy and Sage. Hi, Corlin and Jade. How are you all doing today?
Hi. We're good, thank you, darling.
Good. Fantastic. Got some questions regarding traffic and the awards show.
Okay, what can we answer for you?
Is there a specific time of the day that is, like, prime for webcam models?
Like, what
do you mean?
Well, Sweet Pea, what do you mean for traffic? Oh, you mean traffic while we're online on doing webcamming?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what?
Like
I will be
prime time of the day.
You know what? And Sage and I can totally probably agree on this at 200%. Is it truly completely depends on not only the cam model, but it depends on the time zone that you know your fans are logging into. Like, if I log in at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'm going to have major crazy traffic. But do I get up that early? Fuck no, I'd have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get ready. If I log in at 2 in the afternoon, I still get tons of traffic. But Sage knows, it depends on the cam model. So if you want crazy traffic, you just have to be a freaking good cam model. You have to know how to engage your customers.
Okay. And as far as the award show goes, I know there's other sites, other porn award sites that let you vote for people multiple times a day. Is that something you'll be looking to do in future years?
I think maybe in the future. Right now, we're really trying to keep it as fair as possible, hence why we're tracking the IP addresses. Otherwise, if a model is nominated, she can vote for herself 1,000 times a day, and then so can her fans. And so we're trying to keep it as fair as possible right now. And then we'll see what happens in the future, if we do a show next year.
Okay. And, is there possibilities of, you have different categories. Can you vote for more than one person per category per day?
Absolutely, of course.
Okay, and is there a limit of people you can vote in that category, like in a certain category?
No, as long as if it's tracking your IP address and you're voting for different models in the same category, that's completely fine.
I see, okay. Fantastic.
Yeah, excellent. See, and I like that. I will say that I love the fact, especially with, you know, this award show, the fact that the girls cannot vote for themselves more than once with that IP address, that is what is making this better for all the cam models, because of the fact that you know who's legitimately voting. You know what I mean?
Right. And then we have had some negative feedback. Sometimes it'll take our team, because we have a team overseas, and it'll take them a while to tally up the votes. And so maybe someone will show that they've got 200 votes, and then 5 days later they've got 2,000 votes. And we're not reading it. It's taking a hell of a long time for three people in a different country to tally it all up.
Right, right. And that's where all these models need to really take a step back and, you know, just, hey, you know, don't get a fucking dildo stuck up your ass and be all anal. Just relax, you know. Do the anal slowly, like we usually do in our normal life, and you will totally enjoy every moment of this CAM awards process. I'm just saying.
Exactly. No, but in all seriousness, you know, if there are any performers listening, don't get discouraged. We're not a big team, and it takes a long time when you're getting thousands of votes in on a weekly basis to tally them up and get them out in the right places.
Right.
Will you,
and
we
use the website.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, you go ahead, darling.
I was just going to ask one more question if I could.
Yes, sweetie.
Okay.
Are you having any plans, like in future shows, of doing a webcam hall of fame for like the veteran webcam girls?
It's not a bad idea. It's not something that we've talked about at the moment, but I definitely think that it's something that could be considered for sure.
Right. That would definitely be later on after, I would say, Coraline, after we've done everything and all the, you know, we get everything set in stone and really go through this for a couple of years, that's definitely a great idea for the CAM models.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a lot of work for being our first show. We've been working on this, I believe it's 11 months, you know, is what it's taken us up to show.
Right. And it's crazy and fun, and it's going to be amazing. And once again, to all of you negative people out there that are talking poo-poo, guess what? Stick it up your poo-poo, because you are no goo-goo for our show. I'm just saying. That's just how I talk. That's my negativity. You're no goo-goo for my show. You thought you were going to take a picture with me? Guess what, biatch? You ain't taking a picture with me now.
There you go.
Oh, my Lanta. Okay, sweet pea, honey, thank you so much for calling in. You're absolutely amazingly fabulous. We have another caller that we're going to take right now.
Thank you. Take
Bye-bye.
Care and have a
Bye-bye.
Great evening.
Take
care.
You.
Love you all.
Love you, sweet pea.
Love you, darling.
All right, girls, we have another caller right here, and I believe I know who this caller is. 479, you are on right now. How you doing, darling?
I am fabulous, and it's great to know that I'm unmuted.
Johnny, baby.
Kudos to you ladies on your efforts in organizing a little event. Sadly, unfortunately, due to constraints beyond my control, I will not be able to join you, but I am with you in spirit, mind, body, and, well, I guess you could say soul.
Oh, so you mean your masturbation spirit is going to be with us in Vegas?
Yes, I guess we could say that. with loads of support. Ha ha. See what I
get
there?
Well, Johnny, darling, you are funny. Johnny, darling, do you have some yummy questions for our beautiful guest, Miss Coraline Jewell and Lady J?
I just felt I needed to call and lend my support, because, you know, I support all all your endeavors because each of you is to me, even though
you
had nothing to gain from it.
You got you totally do support all of us cam models, and that's why we love you, Johnny.
I will say one thing, though. The ones of you that keep threatening to kidnap me, I'm totally up for this. It's okay.
Okay.
Please. It's
all right.
Fine. I have nowhere to go, trust me. It's not like I'm getting paid a whole lot at my current job, so. Plus, I work real cheap. I'm free house labor.
Do you drink champagne? Do you drink champagne?
Honey, I can drink pretty much anything.
Okay.
Oh,
and
you know what? Johnny will drink champagne with any sexy mama sitting next to him. I can guarantee that one right there.
All right, Tom's attack is bad. Lady J and I are coming.
Awesome, awesome. Now, granted, I may need to require life support because the shock of being surrounded by that much beauty at the same time might be a little bit more overstimulation than my body could handle. So I might need a defibrillator handy. 1, 2, 3, clear. Yes. One of those situations.
Or Johnny's going to need one nice-ass fat cigar and his Tennessee whiskey sitting next to him.
Yeah.
We're all about that, too.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, I am. Like I said, ladies, I work cheap. I work for cigars, whiskey, bags of Twizzlers, and cheese popcorn.
And not only that, but if you have a doggy, he will totally dog sit for you, like, for nothing. Like, seriously, he, as long as he sees a sexy body, he's like, okay, I'll watch your doggy. It's okay.
There you go. Well,
I got no problem with that. I like animals. Yeah. They seem to like me for some strange reason. I have no idea why.
Oh, my gosh. This could go somewhere else, and I am so not going to take it there.
No, not in that realm, no. No, not. No, we're not going to go to that level. This ain't National Geographic, baby girl. We ain't going there.
Let's go there. Gabby, go there.
No, I'm not going to go there. I'm scared.
I was too.
I'm scared. Oh, my goodness.
I was like, what are you implying?
Oh, I'm just implying that you're a fabulous, amazing, amazing man who loves a fine cigar and an amazing glass of whiskey on the rocks.
Exactly. And you have to give me credit. I have excellent taste in beautiful women, too.
You do. You absolutely do. Yes, you do.
And
I have seen the girls that you've sent my way to come onto the show.
I thought I can. I'm helpful.
Oh, my goodness. So, here's the dealio, Mr. Yummies. We are going to have to give you our goodbyes. You just, you know, give us all your loves because I need to make sure that all the girls have time to give their shout-outs to everybody out there.
Definitely,
Johnny,
will.
Baby.
I'm going to clear a spot in my friends list just for your friend, Lady J, there.
Yeah, Lady J.
Oh, that
Jay.
Would be wonderful.
Yes. I know you're already following Coraline Jewel. I know you're already following
yes.
her.
So I need to try to fit the whole team in there. You know me, I'm a team player.
I know you are. You are seriously, I will tell you guys, he's a total cam model whore. He loves sexy cam models, and he does. You do. I'm not lying.
Yeah,
you
he
do.
Does.
Now, what can I say? I have a small weakness for
no, you're a smart
women.
Man. No, you're a smart man.
I'm also a smart man to know that
you're
a woman
man,
is pretty much
that.
Usually always right.
That is true.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
well, Johnny, baby, you go light a cigar and pull up some whiskey on top of that ice, and you think about all of our vaginas that are going to feel really nice.
Taken care of.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Johnny, baby.
Bye.
Nice
all right,
talking to you,
honey.
Sweetheart. Thank you, baby.
Ciao.
Thank you. Ciao, ciao, Jolie. All right, everybody out there listening, thank you so much. We are coming to the end of our show. We only have 9 minutes left. I can't believe it went by so gosh darn fast. And my girls, Miss Carla and Jewel and Miss Lady J, I want you to give shout-outs. Tell everything where people can find you, because Miss Coraline, okay, she has naughtiness going on. I don't know if you have an event going on that you want to, you know, shout out on here, because I know you do your naughty events all the time, which I still need to attend, which I
yes,
know you're
going
to titty slap me. You're going to titty slap me. I know you are. You're going to titty slap me because I haven't been to one yet, and you're right next to me, but I will be seeing you Saturday, and you can totally titty slap me then. But
okay.
Give me all your shout-outs there, sexy mama.
All right, sweetie. So let's see. If anybody's interested, first of all, in the show as being a vendor or you want to buy tickets, you can go to the adultwebcamconference.com. If you want to send me an email, you got questions about possibly getting a vendor table, I'm at Coraline, Coraline .Jewels, Jewel at gmail.com. Pretty easy to find me. That's how you can find me on Facebook. That's how you can follow me on Twitter. If you've got questions there, I always follow back. Lady J can be followed on Twitter at I am Lady J A. And that's about it. My naughty parties. Oh, you know, you'll have to send me a message about my naughty parties. They're pretty much couples only. So if we've got any couples out there that are interested in the swinger lifestyle, give me a message and I'll give you some details on that.
I love you, Sammy. You better get
told you she was naughty. She's like, she's just a swinging. Just put a fucking leash around her neck and you might be able to walk her around. No.
It goes the other way, Mama.
Ah, fuck. Shit, I thought I was going to be able to walk you. Damn it. Oh, my Lanta. This is freaking hilarious. I love it. Love it. Miss Sage Montana, do you have any questions for these amazing girls?
I don't. I'm just very excited to attend the event and see how wonderful it turns out. And I'm glad to be a part of it with being that I'm going to have a vendor table there. So
awesome. Well, we look really forward to seeing you, Sage. It's just a couple months away.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm so awesome. Oh, go ahead, Sage. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying I'm excited.
No, and I love it because Sage, I absolutely, truly adore Sage. I mean, she knows that. She is an amazing, amazing, beautiful woman. And not only that, but one of the best webcam studio owners ever out of all time. And people that are listening, if you hear me say that are really good friends of mine, sorry if you just got butt hurt, but if you did get butt hurt, then you need a bigger dildo in your butt because you didn't get butt hurt enough. Just saying. Sage is going to have some fabulous, amazing cam models at the show. Also, the studio that I'm in, KGB Studios, fabulous models that are going to be coming to the show. And some of you KGB Studio models, watch out. You're going to be on the show soon. And you never know what we're going to talk about. Your vaginas
awesome.
And your asses are going to be on the show. Very soon. I'm just saying. But I love all the KGB Studio models, so don't worry. I'm not going to be mean to you. I'm always nice. Don't worry. Just smile and look pretty. That's all you have to do.
so Miss Sage, give us your shout outs for everybody to find you, your vagina, your butterfly project, your ginormous tatas. Hello.
You guys can follow me on Twitter at SageMontana1 or on Instagram at SageInVegas. And of course, you can come check out these big giant knockers, these puppies of mine, at sagemontana.canimals.com. And I just want to give a shout out to a couple of my girls that are going to be online tonight, Miss Phoenix Rose, Nikki Spade, Heather Madison, Julia Jean, Raven Ryder, Carmela Anthony. Go check them out if you guys get the opportunity.
Whoop, whoop. That's what I'm talking about. That's like a whole house full of vagina right there, sisters. Right there. You need to go in and watch those cam shows and smack that motherfucking ass. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody out there listening, of course, you can follow me on Twitter at SammyBurke69. On Instagram, I post my pics every once in a while, Sammy_Burke69, and then also on Facebook, SammyBurke69. And follow me on my live webcam show where I'm whipping out my vagina, whipping out my tatas, and showing you my asshole at Sammy_Burke.cammodels.com. And my schedule's been a little fluctuating over the past, you know, like couple months, but I am back to a normal schedule and I will be posting it. And my freaking website, thank you, Jesus, is freaking launching at the end of the month, just in time for the Adult Webcam Awards. And remember, follow all of us on Twitter. And I want you really to go follow my girls right now at SageMontana1, at Coraline Jewel, at I Am Lady J, at Dollhouse Radio, and of course me at SammyBurke69, so we can all have a really good fucking good time. And I will be on next Thursday with Sage and our guest, Natalia McKenzie, or Natalie McKenzie. She will be on here live talking about her vagina and her webcam shows right here, 7 p.m. Eastern on Dollhouse Radio. And I will be a guest co-host next Thursday evening at 11:30 p.m. Eastern time on Truth Front to Back with Desiree DeLuca and Karen Fisher. So after all that, I want to thank you lovely ladies for sharing all your vagina testicles with me. You're fabulous. I will talk to you all soon. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Sammy. Thank you, Sammy.
We love
kisses.
You guys.
Bye.
I love
Bye.
You.
See you
soon. I will
see
you. Yes, I'm going to see Cora Lynn and Lady J on Saturday, and we will be tweeting some goddamn pictures, okay?
Yes,
now,
we
everybody,
will.
Everybody, just go masturbate. Don't hate, because that's what makes us smile.
All right, we love you, Mama.
Mwah. Kisses, baby dolls.
Kisses, kisses. Talk to you soon. Bye, sweetie, bye.
Okay,
have a wonderful
bye.
Day.
Bye.
Bye.